Joining us now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have the Norwell Fire Chief, Dave Keene. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Christine. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. A tough overnight, I guess early morning fire in Norwell on Upper Ferry Lane. We're hearing the home totally burned to the ground.
Just about. It's definitely going to be a total loss for the homeowners, yes.
Was it, and I'm familiar with that street because I, as I had mentioned to you a little bit off air, I remember another fire, a big fire there about 15 years ago, and there are no hydrants on that lane. Do you have to bring in water from the outside?
Well, there are no hydrants on this road. This particular house that burned today, it was in close proximity to the barn that burned that you spoke of, about 15, maybe a little bit longer than that now. Time gets away from you, but, yeah, so there are no hydrants on Upper Ferry Lane. There are hydrants on Route 123 Main Street, and it was about a 2,800-foot hose lay. So two trucks, and we brought the water in. You know, initial arriving crews did a great job holding the fire with the tank water they had on their two trucks, and mutual aid partners set up a water supply for us. The guys they worked hard initially. They worked hard to set up the water supply, and then it was kind of, unfortunately, a surround and drown type situation.
Now, what were the towns that provided mutual aid to Norwell?
We received mutual aid from Scituate, Cohasset, Marshfield, and Hanover at the scene, and Hingham covered our station.
And I believe there were two people in the home that were able to get out in time.
Two people were in the home. About 3:30 a.m., our dispatch center began receiving calls. For multiple calls for a reported house fire. Both of the occupants were outside of the residence upon arrival of the first engine, which was about 3.5 minutes later.
Any pets in the home, anything like that? Were they able to get
out? There were no pets. That the homeowner said they had no pets, just the two of them in the house. So, and other than not having the basic necessities and having lost the majority of their possessions, they are physically okay.
That's always good to hear. Now, any thoughts on the cause of that fire? We actually had a couple people from Norwell calling in this morning saying right around that time they saw some flashes in the sky. Might have been some kind of transformer fire.
I haven't heard of that. And we have our department investigators as well as the state police fire investigations unit on scene right now. They are working to determine a cause. But at this time, it's too early to say what caused the fire. Christine.
Well, we appreciate you joining us this morning and letting us know what happened, that fire on Upper Ferry Lane in Norwell. Again, that's the Norwell Fire Chief, Dave Keene. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Christine. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you. You too.